Welcome to Sochcast Spotlight, where we talk to prolific and avid Sochcasters who have made their mark in the audio entertainment world. Learn from the journeys of the brightest minds in the Sochcast community. Tune in for advice, tips, and more.
Hi everyone. Let's start with today's live session. Hi Deepa, would you like to introduce yourself first?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Nipunika, for inviting me for this live show. So yeah, I'm Deepa. So I'm basically a teacher turned storyteller turned podcaster now.
Right.
That's about it.
Okay, so, you know, let's talk about your journey to becoming a Sochcaster. How did it start?
So, Sochcast happened last year after I attended a workshop conducted by Garima. So, Garima was conducting some podcasting workshop last year in April. So, before that, it was like when the lockdown happened, I was happily taking my classes before lockdown, the offline classes. So when I couldn't take any offline classes anymore and students couldn't come to my home, so I was like started thinking, what do I do and how do I reach more people? So online classes were there, but then I'm not so tech savvy. So it was very difficult for me. But then thankfully, lockdown proved to be a blessing in disguise for me. So I learned a lot of things. So I attended a few sessions so that I equip myself with technology. And then slowly it all started with my storytelling. I have been into storytelling. So I've attended one workshop to equip myself. What exactly is a Zoom meeting? How do you attend a Zoom meeting? And that triggered something in me. And then I started storytelling on WhatsApp. I started taking session on WhatsApp. I used to send audio clips to my students and they used to do those exercises that I used to ask them to do, or maybe give them some instructions to do some specific exercises. And they used to do it on their own pace and send back the exercises for me to check. So there was something going on and I could see that everyone has got a smartphone in their hand. And then slowly one of my friends told me, you are doing so much on WhatsApp, you better start podcasting. I said, okay, so what exactly is podcasting? Then someone, just a one-click thing, the thing that you do on WhatsApp, you can do the same thing on Anchor. I said, okay, let me try. So I started with my first podcast, Bachpan Ke Pitare Se. So I was done with the two or three episodes of Bachpan Ke Pitare Se and I came to know, okay, now I have started podcasting, let me know exactly what exactly is podcasting. And I was lucky enough to be introduced to this workshop which Garima was taking. I attended that workshop and she made it so simple that I gained that confidence, okay, now even I can do it. And after a few months of, after 2-3 months of attending that workshop, one day I received a message from Garima, because I was an inquisitive student. I kept on asking anywhere I found difficult. I kept on asking her, bugging her, Garima, how can I do this? How can I do that? Or what exactly can be done in podcasting? So she told me about a platform called Podcash. And then she informed me about Sochcast, which was the app in making. And since then I joined Sochcast and I came up with a new idea of this educational podcast. And that's how I started my journey of exploring, learning as a podcast.
Right. And what inspired you to start Ripples specifically?
Ripples, yes. Again, the lockdown when my students couldn't come to me and I was stuck. How do I take a class on Zoom? How do I teach on a Google Meet? Like when you are in a class, when kids are in front of you, there are so many things that you can do. But then with this online thing, I not being tech savvy, and children teach you how to be tech savvy, how to use Google and Zoom and all that. And what I realized when I turned around, looked around, I saw that each and every single person has got a smartphone in their hand. But there are many people who want to learn so many things. They want to learn languages especially, but then they don't have access to good education. So for that, I saw my maid had a smartphone, my this guard had a smartphone, but they wanted to attend learn English, they wanted to learn Hindi, but they did not have the time or money, whatever, XYZ, any reason to attend the class. So I thought, why not? If I have started podcasting, why not I start teaching language through podcasting? Because as it is, I had experimented with those WhatsApp audio messages. So I had that experiment in the in store for me. And that helped me, gave me the confidence to come up with ripples. And that's why I named ripples. The ripples, when you throw a stone or a pebble in water, it creates that ripples, right? So with that in thought, I started with this ripples. Okay, let me start. Let me experiment and let me learn how to convert a visual thing into an audio medium so that anyone who is driving, or maybe someone is cooking in the kitchen, or maybe someone is doing something else, but they can listen and learn at the same time while doing something. So not giving money, not downloading any extra app, not sitting and dedicating that time, but doing multitasking. So that's how I started with ripples.
Like, thank you also for sharing the story of why it's called ripples. That's like a lovely story behind that name. And you know, that brings me to my next question. How do you decide on your episodes?
So deciding on episodes comes naturally to me because I have been into language teaching for a long time. So what I used to do in my classrooms or in my tuitions, I take tuitions. So what I do in my classroom, in my classes, that's the same thing I apply here. So luckily I had a chance to experiment with students who were not aware of Hindi as such, who did not know that there is a language called Hindi. So they used to stay in born Indians, but then they have been staying in US or Europe or any other country. So where they did not have any access to Hindi. So I had experimented and taught them Hindi through English. So that's when, because I right now I'm living in Bangalore. So the way Kannada here is the local language. So either you speak in Kannada or you talk to someone in English. So where the language Kannada was alien for me, similarly Hindi is alien for many people. And many people, in spite of living in Bangalore, in spite of living in any city, there are many people for whom English is an alien language. So when the lockdown approached, I thought, why not? And then I started with this bilingual thing. So the way, the strategy that I applied in my classroom, the same thing I applied here to start with this, the episodes. It has to go in a simple manner. So right now, where what I am doing is, I am in the place where we develop vocabulary. You say something in Hindi and how do you say the same thing in English? So someone who wants to know the English version of the Hindi thing, they can know. For example, naak. This is a naak, right? We call it naak. Naak pakdo. So how do you say that in English? Hold your nose. Touch your nose. Similarly, so someone who can say, this is my nose. Now, when you show it, that's fine, but then there are many people who won't know what nose is. They might touch their ears. So, because this happens in my classes. So, so the same thing, I thought I'll start with the vocabulary development. So my classes have helped me. My experience of teaching helps me to decide on the episodes.
Right. And, you know, is it ever that you face like a creative block or you don't know what to do next? What do you do in that situation?
Many a times I'm stuck. When it comes to, because podcasting is just an audio medium. Now, how do you convert everything to that audio thing so that it is easy for everyone to understand? Then my experience as an average, above average student comes into place. Then I start thinking on those terms. When I was a student, I was in the school, and I was like, I couldn't understand many things because I was an above average student or an average student. So because I was not a very good student, not a good scorer, I knew what are the things that are the pain points where a teacher needs to focus. So I think with that perspective, how can I teach an alien? How can I teach a person in the simplest language that could be easy to understand for anyone and everyone? So that helps me to think and create in simple language. But then yes, there are times when I don't know which one to start first. So I take my time, discuss, ask so many people, talk to many people, and that's how I just try to figure it out.
And you know, if somebody is listening to you and they really wish to start a Sojcast, but they feel scared or they don't know where to start, or maybe they struggle with understanding technology and, you know, promoting their show once they've started. So what would you suggest to them?
First of all, channelize and think that, is it podcasting that you want to do? Do you want to explore with your voice? So first have a clear idea about that. And it's as simple as that. If I can do it, then anyone can do it. Because I never knew how to use my smartphone. I was not smart. I am still not smart enough to use my smartphone. Okay. So it's just one click thing to start a podcast. So if you are very firm that you want to start something in podcasting, if you want to do podcasting, just take your smartphone, find that recorder, the audio recorder, and start recording. And podcasting is the simplest thing to do, because when you come on a video for a video platform, for example, right now I'm doing a live session with you. So I had to take care of the background, which would be visible. I had to take care of my face. I had to take care of hundreds of other things. But when you are doing audio, you are free. You can do it in your pajamas. You can do it anywhere. It's just that you need to have an app. In your phone. And the Sojcast is again is coming up with doing self things. So you can just go and download Sojcast app, or maybe you can Anchor app, Hubhopper. There are thousands of platforms. And then when you have recorded something, go and publish it. It's just one single click button. It's as simple as that. Even a 5-year-old kid can do it. It's that easy. So we should not be scared of experimenting. The way I have overcome that scare, I think everyone should do it. And then about promoting. Promoting, yes, it's like you have to be not that tech savvy. So until and unless I started with an Instagram account of my own. So before that, I was very happily promoting and publishing and using my WhatsApp, as simple as WhatsApp. So you can do it. And then when you start learning, when you are open to learning, you can start an Instagram, open an Instagram account, a Facebook account, and then you can always interact. There are so many people. It's just that you need to overcome the hitch of asking someone. So once you overcome, because you know, I have been bugging you. I have been bugging Priyanka. So I was so naive that Priyanka had to handhold me, and she taught me each and every single thing. And she was very patient to do that. I must appreciate Priyanka to do that. And I just salute her patience for answering my stupidest of queries. So I was not afraid of asking questions, and thankfully she answered my questions. And there were times when she could not answer my questions or she could not respond to me. Then I never feared asking anyone else. My friends, my family, biggest support, my daughter, and she is the most tech savvy in my family. So my husband and myself, whenever we are stuck, we'll go and ask her. And she'll, Mama, do it like this. So my students, yes, my students have also taught me a lot of things. So if we are not scared of asking questions, then people are more than willing to teach you how to promote it. And once we enter this, it's like things go on. It's just that we have to have an open mind. We have to learn. We have to be open to learn and not be scared of our mistakes. So, yeah, I speak too much.
No. And, you know, no question is like a stupid or, you know, like a question that's too stupid to ask or too weird to ask. You know, we're here for our community. And which just reminds me, how has your experience been with Sochcast, with the Sochcasters community? How has that helped you, or how's just your experience been?
In one word, it has been really good. Good. Yes, if I want to elaborate, then initially, the community is really good. But initially, when I joined Sochcast new, there was only Priyanka whom I could contact. Then I could talk to Pinky. And these ladies, these girls have really held my hand, been very patient with me. And they have taken me, they have brought me here. And then, and now when I talk about community, it's like excellent. And I must appreciate many people who have given me the clarity. Initially, I started my podcast, everything, but then I did not have a clarity. There are many things which I am still learning, which I don't have a clarity about. But then I want to thank Anurag ji from this platform. He gave me the clarity that whatever you are doing, now, if you have started Ripples, you are an educationist, why not? And if this is related to education, then why not be an extension of what you are already doing? So this clarity. So having a community is helping me that. And then recently I'm interacting with so many other Sochcasters, and they have been like amazing. Yes, there sometimes I have that I feel lost. But initially also I felt lost because most of the Sochcasters, somewhere or the other, they have already been into media, they have been related to media, they know Instagram and all that. So many a times I feel the odd one out, but then the sailing has been going on. I'm not afraid to ask questions, and nobody is afraid to answer me. So someone or the other answers me. And now recently I'm bugging you.
No, not bugging at all.
And there are other Sochcasters whom I'm bugging. So it's like it's nice to know others also.
Yeah. No, but that's what we're trying to build, that, you know, even if you don't have a lot of knowledge for, say, audio industry or the landscape or social media, we believe everyone can share their search and should share their search with the world, and we just want to be able to facilitate that for our creators. And that brings me to my next question, and that is, what has been your favorite episode of Ripples so far?
It's difficult to answer because every episode has its own journey. And yes, but one of my favorite parts was when I learned to make a reel. Someone told me that you should make a reel. Now, how do I make a reel? And my daughter was like, Mama, itna bhi nahi aata hai. I go, okay. So when in my classes, when I'm teaching kids Hindi through English or English through Hindi, students, there are kids also and there are elders also. So many a times it so happens that I have been teaching them certain things. So now there was this episode where I was telling about the names of birds and animals in Hindi and English. So now I wanted to make it interesting. Now how do I make it? So recording an episode was done, but then the presentation I did not like. I wanted to do something different. And now, as the description of my podcast also says, a fun learning way, a family game kind of a thing. So nowhere was, nothing was fitting in. And suddenly I remembered one game that we used to play. Chidiya, od, maina, od. So the raising your finger like that. So somehow I was able to manage to write it and then give those instructions in my podcast, and then I created a reel out of it, reel for it, and then my friend and her my daughter and her friends helped me to create that reel. So that was the most interesting part, ki chidiya ud maina ud, they can hear also, and when they visit my Instagram page they can see how that game has to be played. So that was interesting. And then recently I came up with the recent reel that I had posted was the game that I usually play in my classes. So counting, how do you count? One, two, three, char. So one person is going to do the counting in English, the other person is going to do the counting in Hindi. So these are the few things that I have been doing in my classes, and the same thing I do here. So every episode is a new journey. And then I was doing this, there was this story, Satya Watch Out. So there it was a lot of vocabulary, like a lot of action words there. So how do I say those action words, and then how do I tell about the different animals? So the audio team, the person who was doing the production background music for the episode, I had requested him to put certain things. So they put it in such a nice manner that I was like, I was totally happy that, okay, this episode has come out to be very nice. And for this is something I'm thankful to Sochcast for. But then that was, as far as the background music was concerned, that episode is my favorite. And when I'm talking about activities, I think my favorite, most favorite episode is yet to come. I don't know when will it come. But yes, I'm happy with the way I have progressed. I have learned. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, makes me wonder, what's next for Ripples?
Ripples is next. Right now, I'm done with vocabulary. And now, I would like to include some fun games. For example, I'll be giving instructions. Now, I'll be like, to learn a language, it's very important to listen. Right? Or speak. So when it comes to speaking, before speaking also, one has to have that ears. So when we young, jab hum chote hote the, toh hume bola jata, suno, news suno, toh you'll get some good vocabulary. You will learn how to speak, how to say, how to present yourself. So news suno, ye program dekho, wo program dekho. Toh similarly, I'm trying to work out on something on listening skills. So it should be like a fun game. And again, it will be like, there are many a times it so happens that we are sitting all together in a family, and then we are often out of ideas what to do. We don't want to play something, some board game, or sometimes it happens that how much of binge watching can be done. So this, the upcoming episodes will definitely give everyone to bond. So when you work with your kids, and when the whole family comes together, so it has to be some bonding. When you do something together, even as cooking a simple meal, chopping vegetables, these definitely help. If one person is doing it, it becomes boring. But when kids see that even their parents are doing with them, a husband and wife, or maybe when we are feeling bored, if like I don't want to do something, I don't want to watch something, then I want to explore and think for myself. I want to introspect somewhere. I need to come out of my negativity. So I'm coming up with those exercises which will help you to explore yourself, bring that child within you out. So some fun games, yes, a lot of tongue twisters, some fun listening skill exercises. So let's see. I hope I hope I'm able to do that, and people love that doing that. And at the same time, it will be again language learning.
Just coming to my last question for this session, you have a podcast already and you have a Sochcast. If you were to make another podcast or a Sochcast, what would it be about?
Right now I haven't thought about it, but definitely something that should help encourage and empower someone to do something new or explore something new, something that should be useful to someone. Not yet thought about exactly what, but yes, something, it should be useful to the society. Something should be my way of giving back. And a bonding, bringing people closer to themselves and to their families.
So thank you so much for joining us for this live and talking about your journey, how it's been as an educator, as a creator, and, you know, looking forward to everything that, you know, I'll continue and all our viewers will continue to learn from Ripples. And yes, everyone watching, please do tune in to Ripples on our website. And yes, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.